Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hello.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody.
Oh, it's glorious outside.
What a beautiful day.
It's going to get better.
Oh, my gosh. Was it supposed to rain tonight? No, it's not, Dan.
No, it is.
It is.
Yeah, there's still a chance for storms, and there's a story in the stack. They're looking at moving some of the football games. The Friday night lights are going to be
tonight?
Friday early evening lights.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I wondered about that, just for the crowd safety, for if there's storms, you know, that kind of thing.
What time is it supposed to start raining? Hang on, wait, let me look up my little weather
this
app here.
Evening, tonight,
huh,
across the region.
You wouldn't know right now. I'm telling you, I had to drive into Lawrence.
My phone says 11 o'clock is when it will start.
Favorite city in the whole wide world, and I met the girls for lunch, dropped off something to give to my aunt.
Where'd you eat?
We went to Wheatfields, you know, the bakery.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
on 23rd Street? Was it downtown?
No, it's off of Mass downtown. But long story short, I had a bunch of errands to run on the west side of town. And then it turns out my aunt is going to visit my mom and dad on Monday. She leaves tomorrow. Okay. And I said to my mom, is she driving or flying? And my mom's like, I don't know. So I call my aunt. She's driving. I ran to Lawrence to meet her halfway to drop off my dad's Christmas present early. Because I'm not going to say what it is, to ship it would have been $100. So I find out she's driving to Mississippi, and I'm like, where are you? I will meet you with this thing. Will you please drive it for me? And the whole reason I tell the story is I get into Lawrence, I roll the windows down. You know, the leaves are just still perfectly turning.
Mm-hmm.
Today is a roll your windows down day. If you're not on the highway, it is stunning outside.
Well, but there's only one problem with that. What's next?
I don't want to talk about it because today we revel in the glory that is this day.
Hmm.
My glass is half full. Would you like to arm wrestle? I can make that happen.
You want to tell me what you were doing texting Sam and me at, I don't know, 6:30 this morning?
How come no one told me, Dan, that if I took that steroid pill at 2 o'clock yesterday, I would be up at 2 a.m. baking muffins and unloading and loading the dishwasher?
We told
prednisone you. Prednisone works in mysterious
my
ways.
My God.
Over and over again to not take the prednisone.
I believe we told her that repeatedly,
feel
Sam.
Feel like I could run through a brick wall
why don't you
right
give that
now.
A shot?
Like, and would be so happy to do it. I took it this morning at 8 a.m.
Oh,
I'm only
going
to take two pills, one yesterday, one today. My virus and cold are gone. And then I'm going to save the rest in case it ever
so
comes back.
So is your sanity.
Again. Oh my God, you guys, have you ever been on prednisone?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I won't ever take that drug again.
I almost stopped in and just signed up for law school in Lawrence. I'm like, I'm going to be a lawyer. I literally feel like I could take on the world right now.
Yes. Are you not angry?
No.
You haven't gotten angry yet?
I feel like finishing a thesis.
Or a marathon.
No, I don't run.
What would you write your thesis on, Dana?
You could right now just give me a topic and I am so dialed in. I will do like, it makes your brain
feel
very.
The giant storm on Jupiter.
Not that.
Mm.
When were you on prednisone?
When I had the nodule on my vocal cords, they put me on prednisone first before surgery. The thought was, we'll put him on a steroid, see if it goes away. If it doesn't go away, we'll do surgery. But I was on it for about 2 days, and I got so angry with the world.
You make it makes you agitated?
Oh.
So here's my question. Is there anyone listening that has had to be on that for whatever medical reason, like for an extended amount of time? Because they gave me 5 pills for 5 days, but said, you know, on day two, if you feel fine, just stop. It's not like an antibiotic.
You're supposed to take like 4 on the first day, 4 on the second day, then 3, then no. This is prednisone. I was on it. You're supposed to take like 4 the first day, 4 the second, 3 the third.
It depends on the dosage. Yeah. It depends on what the doctor
What's crazy is I think I'm on a very, very low dose, Dan.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine someone being on this med, like, I don't know what ailment you would have where they would say you just have to be on prednisone every day.
It's not just the prednisone type of steroid. It's the steroids. Steroids in general will, you know, you
this is why the gym people do this, and you're not supposed to, by the way.
It will give you energy and vigor.
Unstoppable. When I was on prednisone for 2 days, I remember going to the gym. There was this gym out in Shawnee called the Shawnee Fitness Center. It's closed now. But I remember going there, and I worked out for 3 hours straight. And I still could have kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of speed, I watched your Steelers last night. Did anyone else see
Geriatric Bowl?
Literally take the hit of the smelling salts that are supposed to, you're not supposed to be doing that anymore during the game?
I think you can, but you have to provide your own. The team cannot provide it for you.
He was huffing?
If you missed the photo, there is a photo right after he takes it described. It is hilarious.
He looks like he just smelled his own worst fart.
The photo says, oh. Yeah, that game, Scott. Whoo!
Yeah, it did not end the way we wanted it to. Steelers go up 31-30 with 1:27 left.
It was something.
And then the Bengals with Joe Flacco at quarterback at 40 years of age. Aaron Rodgers at 41. I think I got that right, Sam. Did I not?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 41.
Joe Flacco leads the Bengals down the field. They get within field goal range. They take the shot. They win. Fine.
Now, Aaron Rodgers is 41. That's great. Joe Flacco is 40. That's great. And the announcers could not get over it, and neither could I. Joe Flacco had been with the Bengals for 9 calendar days.
9 days.
9.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he's out there throwing passes to the receivers as if they were together the entire offseason.
He looked like a superstar.
His timing was perfect. They even slowed it down and showed you when he is releasing that ball, the receiver hasn't even cut yet, let alone look to let Joe know, hey, go ahead and throw it. It was incredible.
All right, last sports story of the day, but we do have to pass it on. Tonight, the Brewers are back at it. They are in L.A. They would have to win the next 4 games.
It's over, Dana.
No, no, no. There is still a chance. They would have to win all 4 remaining games in a row.
Dana, it is over. Right.
Did you see
down 3-0.
That our sweet Jake Mizrowski last night, if you missed all of our interviews about this, he's a Grain Valley kid. He's 23 years old. He's now my favorite ball player next to Cags. He struck out 9 batters in a row, and then they took him out too soon. They took him out too soon, and a little bit later, Ashby came in from Park Hill. So please tune in tonight. We have 2 local young men pitching for the Brewers.
You know, losing is part of sports.
Oh, I know, and we're gonna be cheering for Jacob he throws 104-mile-an-hour fastball. My God.
You sure about that?
We are going to be cheering for him for a long time. Last note, there is one player on one of those teams who has 1 black eye and 1 blue eye, and I cannot stop staring at him.
What do you mean 1 black eye and 1 blue eye?
One of his pupils, God-given eyeballs, is the darkest brown you've ever seen.
So it's brown, not black.
And one of his eyeballs is sky blue.
All right.
How rare must that be? We have someone in our family who has 1 green eye and 1 blue eye. And, you know, if you look, you're like, wait, but she is a stunning woman.
Heterochromia.
Is
that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Look him up, Scott. His name's Max Scherzer. And I saw him last night. I go, wait a minute.
Max Scherzer's been in the league forever.
Does he have 2 different colored eyes? I mean, it almost looks like someone blacked out his other eye. Look at this.
It is uncommon, and I'm looking at pictures of other animals.
Extremely uncommon.
Fewer than 200,000 people in the U.S. get it.
Anyway, he's on the Blue Jays. When you see him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the guy Dana was talking about. I thought about it.
By the way, Max Scherzer was born and raised in St. Louis.
Another Missouri connection. What's it called, Dan?
Heterochromia.
Heterochromia. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see if there's something in here about, yeah, I used to play for the Nationals.
It affects less than 1% of the population. And there are other people saying, oh, my husky had that. Yes. Dogs, specifically huskies, I've seen have that. In the human population, it is extremely rare.
Okay. So says here, Scherzer has heterochromia. His right eye is blue. His left eye is brown.
What does it say on his driver's license under eye color?
Mixed.
I'm being serious. Well, that's complicated.
Okay, that's all it says. Just his left eye his right eye is blue. His left eye is brown.
I guess on your driver's license you could do BL. No, that's BR.
BLBR?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a harmless genetic.
Anyway, enjoy
mutation.
It. Go Brewers tonight.
I'm cheering for the Brewers because I always cheer for the team.
They've been so close.
Unless the Royals are in it, and they were in it last year, but let's be honest, they haven't really been in it since 2015. I always cheer for the team that has not won a World Series. And I don't believe, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Milwaukee Brewers have ever won a World Series.
It's been decades.
I don't think it's ever happened.
We talked about this last night. They've either never won or they have or went to the World Series and it has been decades.
The Brewers, one of five MLB teams that have never won the World Series.
Let me guess who the other four are. Hang on. They're one of five who have never won the World Series.
Or never been, Dan. Clarify.
No, never won. The Padres have never won the World Series.
Right.
Okay. The Washington... Hang on.
Yeah, the Brewers did go to one.
The Seattle Mariners have never won the World Series.
That's correct. You've got two.
I've got three.
Well, if you count.
I count the Brewers.
Yeah.
So I need two more.
Okay.
I know the Marlins have. The Devil Rays have.
While you're thinking about that, I'm throwing in one more trivia question.
The Texas Rangers have never won the World Series.
You got it. You got one more.
Okay.
One more.
You're doing good.
Thank you. I'm just going up the map here. Am I wrong? Have the Pittsburgh Pirates never won a World Series?
You're wrong.
Okay.
While you're thinking, I have one more question for our audience, Scott, because this one's easier, I think. There is only one Major League Baseball team, one, that has never even reached the World Series. One.
Milwaukee Brewers.
No.
Oh. The Seattle Mariners.
Yes. They've never even been there. We got to cheer for them.
Who's the fifth one that I'm forgetting?
Diamondbacks.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
We all need to be pulling for Seattle. Never even been there. Bless their hearts.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we move on, how many men does it take to Google baseball things?
Yeah, we've got some corrections.
The sports guys are screaming in their cars right now.
We are swinging and missing, and I think that's three strikes we're out.
I just want to talk about one guy with a blue eye and a black eye.
So
we didn't even mention the Rockies.
No, there are actually six teams. It's the Tampa Bay Rays and the Rockies who have never won World Series. The Arizona Diamondbacks did win a World Series several years ago.
In 2001, that's correct.
Yeah.
So. We suck, and this is why we don't talk sports. And one guy had two different color eyes. Yeah.
I'm not going to say where I was the other day because it will give her away. But I was with someone that I work with from time to time. Like, not one of my super besties, but someone that I see a couple times a year. Okay. And we were talking because I haven't had a manicure, Scott, in probably a year. I started doing them myself. I don't want to spend the money. And it's bad for your hands to put them under those UV lights.
Is it?
Yep. And we were talking about it. And she says, you know, I go still every 3 or 4 weeks. It's just my little guilty pleasure and relaxes me and all that stuff. And she goes, do you know how fun it is now? Do you know what you can do with your cell phone? And I go, what? She goes, there's an app now that will translate in real time what the women are saying, and you can just understand their conversations.
What women? Which women?
The women who work in some of these nail salons.
Oh.
Not exclusively.
They're not speaking English.
Miss Elaine, you late.
I know. I didn't have change for the bus. Nobody will give you change in this city. So they threw me off the bus.
I kayak sura. Oh, but you have to wait for Lotus now.
Well, how long is that going to take? I have, like, a million things to do.
So if you remember the episode, Elaine brings back someone who speaks, I think in this episode it was Chinese, and they start telling her that they're making fun of Elaine. They're talking about you. And my girlfriend is telling me this, and I'm like, I don't think this is okay.
Why?
Like, if you think your conversation is private, shouldn't it be private?
Not if you're having it in public.
Well, you're having it in public with the understanding that 99.9% of the people around you probably are not going to be able to understand what you're saying. Is it invasive?
Do you think it would be okay if you were in a foreign country?
Okay.
Let's say you went to, we'll go to Ecuador.
Got it.
Okay? You and a friend go to Ecuador.
Okay.
And you're in a restaurant, and you don't think that the person who is serving you, who is your waiter, speaks English at all.
Yeah.
You're almost convinced of it. And you and your friend start bad-mouthing the waiter right in front of him. Do you think that's okay?
I do not think that's okay, because I think who you are is what you say regardless of whether or not someone's listening.
That's exactly
so
right.
So why was I so uncomfortable with the notion? It feels like spying. And she was telling me a couple stories, and it wasn't anything crazy like somebody killed their husband. It wasn't like a Dateline thing. It was more like one of the women was complaining that a guy was late for work. One of them was complaining about a low tipper.
Did you use the app?
I have no idea how I would even find the app, nor would I do it because – I would feel like I was eavesdropping, even though it's really not eavesdropping.
Because it's in public.
Because it's in public.
So I used to be fluent in Spanish, and I spent a lot of time in Southern California, as we've talked about.
Speaking or listening and deciphering, Sam?
All of it.
Wow. Good for you.
It was high school. I had taken Spanish from kindergarten on, and if you don't use it, you lose it, because I am nowhere near fluent today.
Right. No, I agree with you.
But that's I would true. Be working the dip stand and going crazy, because I work really hard, and these people would walk by and start talking smack on me in Spanish. And so I would just immediately switch my spiel to Spanish.
By the way, spiel is a German word that means game or play.
Yeah.
Got it.
And immediately they would look at me and like get super red faced and walk away super fast. I'm like, yeah, I heard
you
what you said.
You forgot your dip.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've learned in the last 5 minutes of this show?
What?
You are Elaine.
Oh, that's the highest compliment you could ever give me.
What? Not long.
Yeah. 봉준님이 매니큐어만 하겠대.
아유, 나 좋겠다. 니네 데려가요.
They called her stupid. They made fun of her. So you should not make fun of people to their face.
You are Elaine from Seinfeld.
I think I dance better than Elaine.
I don't know that that's true. I've seen you at a Paul McCartney concert.
And I've seen you at a gala.
You don't dance any better, do you, just because you're wearing a ball gown?
No. Mm-mm.
You just look better dancing bad.
Do you?
Touché.
We have Festus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39 Championship Barbecue from Pit to Plate. Q39KC.com. That's Dana Wright. That is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Yeah, I was just asking Dana, I'm not making a topic out of this, just a quick observation. One of my Facebook memories came up, and it shows me in a T-shirt, and the picture was taken about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a New York Mets T-shirt I had bought at the City Park Stadium in 2014 when my mom took all the families to New York, and we took in a Mets game. And I thought, you know, while I'm here, I'm gonna grab a New York Mets T-shirt. I loved that shirt. It was a thin material, not the bulky T-shirt material that I don't like. And I love that T-shirt, and I can't find it.
You just don't know where it is.
I didn't give it away.
Did you lose it in the move?
Probably not. And then I noticed this about a couple of other pictures. The other day I was going through Facebook, and I'm like, whatever happened to that Iron Maiden T-shirt that I had that was really cool and thin material, which I like?
You have no idea.
So today, I went through my dresser drawers. They're
nowhere.
Not there. They're nowhere to be found.
One of the girls probably borrowed it and wore it, and that's the end of that. If you have children, things disappear.
From my dresser drawers?
Oh, yeah. I've had times where the girls come home, and to some extent the boys, or Olivia, will walk in like wearing one of my favorite KU sweatshirts that I remember 3 years ago or 4 years ago I bought at Allen Fieldhouse, and it was like $70 or something.
Oh my.
And it's pay heat. It's a great, it's, it looks old, weathered, but it's not.
Right.
And one of them walked in wearing that, and I go, that's my sweatshirt. I didn't even remember I had missed it. But until you see a photo of it and you go, I wonder where that went.
But Dana, I'm an XL. My kids are smalls.
Yeah.
It would be a tent on them if they were to wear my Iron Maiden shirt or the New York Mets. Anyway, I digress. Story here from the Kansas City Star. A Riverside, Missouri man is suing a Kansas City construction company saying that he was fired because he didn't share his co-workers' religious beliefs. Brett Keller is suing JR and Company on the basis of religious discrimination, retaliation, and a hostile work environment.
That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
He's seeking his position back. I don't know why you would want to go back after what is alleged to have happened, but he deserves his job back.
Says he wants his salary and benefits and until his retirement on top of an unspecified amount of money and damages.
Oh, yeah.
JR and Company is, and I don't know if they advertise with us or not.
They're veteran-owned, family-operated, like all those things. He was hired, Scott, as the company's residential operation manager back in 2023, okay? The lawsuit claims in the fall of 2023, a coworker stopped him and said, "Do you believe in God?" And Keller told the coworker, I have some questions around things like that. Shortly after that conversation, he was told he needed to complete a performance review. During the review, at least two other people whose names are redacted spent 30 to 45 minutes discussing religion. Keller told the other parties, "Look, I don't want to talk about my personal life or religion at work, like, at all. Like, you know, what are the things you don't talk about at work, Scott? Politics. Religion, women's reproductive rights. Don't bring that up with a woman. I'll punch you."
Although, like, I would disagree with you. I think politics probably is discussed at work more than it should be.
Okay.
And religion, probably not nearly as much.
So he says they began preaching to him about God, about religion, about in a performance review, and then told him he needed to listen to this religious podcast. You know, you need to check out the Joel Osteen, whatever. So company's not going to comment. Of course, we're an equal opportunity employer. They're saying all of the HRE things you think you would say. In March of 2024, Keller says he began hearing rumors that there's a vice president position opening, right? He starts asking around about it. He's kind of getting the stink eye. A coworker then tells him, Scott, that the person they hired for the role, quote, was a God-fearing man. The company invited a pastor to pray at meetings. They hosted a Bible study, which Keller did not participate in. I don't have a problem with anyone practicing their own religion. I do not. As long as you're not harming somebody else, stay out of my kitchen, I'll stay out of yours. You cannot create a hostile religious work environment and expect everyone to fall in line with your religion.
You can't compel someone
dock them. What does your religion have to do with being a construction manager? Squat.
Well,
do you do the job well? Yes. He had never had like a negative performance review. Why do you care who I pray to in my private time? I don't want to talk about God at work with anybody, but why would you want to talk about that?
So when I lived in Roland Park, of course, I was I almost use the word religious customer. I was a devoted customer to Sailor's Auto Care, right? They were right down the street.
Yes.
Now that I've moved out to Western Shawnee, it's a bit of a hassle to drive all the way into Mission to get my oil changed, et cetera. So I often will take my car to Christian Brothers in Western Shawnee.
Sure.
All right. By their name. If you walk
in, their last name is not Christian. It's Christian Brothers, and I think they've got a little, you know, Jesus symbol on their logo.
So
whatever.
If you walk into Christian Brothers Automotive, and they're great at what they do.
Yes. They're probably not going to hire an atheist.
There's a lot of crosses and Christian music being played over the loudspeakers. It is, you know, when you walk in, I'm walking into a very Christian automotive.
If you take a job as a receptionist in a Catholic church or school, like there are certain exceptions where obviously if you are working for the church, that is going to come up as a topic of conversation.
Yeah,
okay.
For example, gender discrimination is illegal in the United States unless you're the Catholic Church.
Correct.
You know, or, you know, name another.
Wolf Creek.
Beg your pardon? Wolf Creek.
It's a golf joke. Keep going.
Oh, it used to be all male. Is it still all male?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is one of the only all male clubs left in the country.
I cannot get out of the car and set foot in the parking lot.
Well, you can. Once.
Between April and August.
Ma'am, we're going to need you to leave.
Keller was asked about his religious beliefs at a work lunch, according to the law. So some of their members do have boobs. He said he did not want to talk about his religious beliefs at work. Soon after, he received an email allegedly questioning his work ethic. Now, come on. Start cashing the check that you're going to write with a whole bunch of zeros on it.
And he's probably got a point. Religion is a protected class in the United States. And it, and by religion, it means you can be religious or non-religious.
Do you think in an interview, you've had to hire people before. Mm-hmm. If you worked at a place that's a construction company, so religiously neutral, pick any religiously neutral place, grocery store, whatever. Mm-hmm. But within the hallways of your organization, most of the people you work with happen to be devoutly religious. Let's just say this. When you're going to hire somebody, you can't say, and where are you on Sundays?
I'm a religious man. And
I know, but
I can't remember. It's been a while since I've been to church.
And no, I'm not asking that. I'm asking as a hiring manager, if you happen to work in a religiously neutral environment, mm-hmm. and so, but a lot of people are devoutly religious. Construction companies is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this is a very religious place. As a hiring manager, do you say before you even hire someone, we do need to let you know, we all here believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and if you don't...
You can't.
You can't, can you?
No, that would be illegal.
So then this says to me, if all of these allegations are true, this says to me that they know they can't ask up front, but is this possibly some sort of workplace where if you are not going with the masses here...
No pun intended on masses.
You're going to have nice. Trouble here. Amen. And so I don't know. Like, I feel so sorry for this guy that he ever even took this job. Because if someone had said to me up front, hey, by the way, you are never going to be promoted if you do not join in on our prayer over lunch, right. You know, hard pass.
The way I understand the law and discrimination law, for example, you can't ask him in the hiring process, you know, what religion are you? What denomination are you? Et cetera. That would be illegal, especially if it was used as a basis to hire or not hire.
Can you offer up?
But let me finish. You can be a religious bent company or organization. For example,
Christian Brothers Auto is a great example.
Let's say that here at the radio station, Sam, Dan, and I are very religious, and we get together right before the show at 1:55, okay. and we say a prayer, and we ask God for his help, blah, 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 okay. forgiveness of our sins. We can invite you to our prayer right before the show, but if you decline, we cannot use that as a reason to hinder your progression in this business.
This is where the company's going to be in trouble. A few days after he was demoted, a coworker texted him and said, are you going to church yet? Keller said, no, I am not. And a few days later, he was fired.
That's a problem.
All the way up until that, I was thinking they don't really have a very strong case.
Sam,
but that right there makes it a very strong case.
If anyone in this building said to me, are you going to church yet? I would not call HR. I would call a lawyer.
Well, you would definitely call a lawyer if you got fired a couple days later.
I mean, I understand his point. He wants his job back. No, you don't. No, you do not.
I don't think he does. I think he wants
yes. And,
punitive
and,
damages.
And if these allegations are true, and God knows if there are text messages or emails, because why would a random coworker just say to you on a Tuesday, the day before you're fired, I'm just curious, are you going to church yet? They are in a construction company.
But here's my larger point,
that
I guess.
That is a bizarre thing to ask someone you work with.
You've known me for a long time. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I'm a religious man. I pray. I pray every day. I couldn't care less if you've been to church.
One of my good friends, longtime Catholic, longtime beautiful family, beautiful woman, love her so much. And she said to me once, our pastor wanted us when we were going to Colorado to preach to people on the gondola because there's nowhere for them to go. And I joked, yes, there is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there is. You can fling yourself off the gondola. And you know what she said to me? She goes, whether or not you believe in Jesus and God and all the things I believe in, that's your problem. She goes, I'm not here to save anybody.
I'm not here to convert anybody.
I'm here for myself and my children.
That's exactly
right. I'm not going to knock hit somebody up on the gondola. I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
I'd rather you not. There are only three people. Check that.
I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
I wish you wouldn't. There's only four people on this planet that I care about what they believe. Me, T, Maya, Sarah. That's it. Couldn't care less about the other. I know my
do
mother.
You. You yeah. do you. Don't hurt anybody else.
I'm only worried about my nuclear family.
Yeah.
That's it. Couldn't care less about anybody else. I'm not here to save you.
I know you're not. I don't need saving.
I'm not even going to bother trying. Sam, I'm not here to save you either.
Well, I would like you to drink more water and maybe eat some more protein every once in a while.
That
I can
do.
That.
But even then, Sam, even if you cornered us and then demoted us because we didn't, awkward, but not nearly as awkward yeah. as like a receptionist in your construction company going, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
913-586-7798.
That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Jim in Shawnee. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
First, just a small point, but first of all, if you're a good Christian or if you're a Christian at all, you shouldn't be judgmental about anybody, but that's beside the point. My question is, if you were a devout Christian and you went to a workplace and you witnessed to people at your job and they got tired of it, would they have a right to fire you because you're too vocal about your faith? I would see how that would be really irritating after a while.
That is a hell of a good question, and no pun intended on hell, because if you cannot be discriminated against, I'm putting on my fake lawyer hat here for a minute. If you cannot be discriminated against because of your religion, right?
Yeah.
Or lack thereof regarding religion, can you be discriminated against for being too devout, too open about your religion, trying to witness to coworkers, et cetera? That's a really good question, Jim.
Thanks.
The other thing, Jim, I would add to that is that if you open up the portal at work, where I believe conversations about health, religion, you know, high tension, political topics, I think all of those do not belong in the workplace. If you open it up to one religion, do you not
of course
open it up to all? And so that if it is your preference that everyone get together on Fridays and talk about Buddha, are you equally tolerant when everyone wants to get together on Monday and talk about Allah?
But I think what Jim was getting at is, can I be fired if, Dana, I come over to your cubicle every day and I say, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus?
I think it could be construed as harassment. Yes.
If you tell me
if you
I'm not comfortable with this.
When you, mm-hmm. I feel, would you?
Yeah.
But you mentioned politics. Does it apply with politics too?
Oh God, I would think so, Dan.
Politics is not a protected class. Religion is. Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hi there. Well, it sounds like I've got the perfect example for what happened to me. I was a supervisor in a computer center, and one of the young men we hired, after about a month of being there, started bringing his Bible into work. And when he'd take his lunch, he would sit down with somebody else who couldn't get up and walk away if they wanted to, and start talking to them about his religion, which was Mormonism.
Okay.
And so I went to HR first and then sat down with him and told him he could not do that. What he could do would invite somebody to come over to his house and talk about it.
Sure.
But he could not talk about it at work, especially in the conditions we were under, where the person couldn't leave their console that they were monitoring. So that's my story.
Why couldn't they leave?
Because they had to monitor the system. They were actively doing their job.
Yeah,
and he did this on his lunch break.
And he actively caught them in a position where they could not, from which they could not extrapolate themselves.
And I don't think he was that, I don't think that was his reasoning. He just wanted to witness. But he saw an opportunity where he'd have a captive audience. And so I sat him down and very kindly told him, you know, I respected his religious beliefs, but he couldn't talk about them at work. And that settled it. So, you know, he was very reasonable about it. But that's what HR told me, was that he could not do that at work.
Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it.
In a weird roundabout way, though, if your religious belief tells you to talk about that religion, telling them to not talk about it is going against their religious belief, is it not?
Yeah.
Go talk about your religion outside the walls of this business. We're a business.
Sorry to make it very confusing.
If you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. News coming up in 2 minutes with Dan.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.